Next sound.
This is one of the main markets in Asunción, close to the downtown area. People come here to buy food or whatever they're going to need for their home. It's the place where I feel you can really get a pulse for what's happening in a country. There's a woman here trying to sell me some local music, nowadays all on a USB stick, of course. And it seems a good place to start a road trip to Paraguay with me, Beto Arcos. I wonder if she has any of the old classic recordings by the harpist Félix Pérez Cardoso. I heard this tune in Mexico when I was 10 years old. The tune is called El Pájaro Campana, or the Bell Bird, something like that. It was during the heyday of folk music in Latin America when groups such as Inti Illimani and Quilapayún from Chile and Los Folcloristas from Mexico would help spread all kinds of traditional music from all over the continent. I first heard Paraguayan music in the late 1970s, and it was the music played on the harp that put Paraguay on the map for many Latin Americans, including me, during the mid to late 1970s in Mexico. So this is a tune by a great harpist, perhaps the most well-known harpist from Paraguay. His name is Félix Pérez Cardoso, and the tune, once again, is called El Pájaro Campana. The harp is considered the national instrument of Paraguay. And of course, there are countless, and I mean hundreds, of harpists throughout the country. There are some that continue to play the traditional music, the various musical styles that are played on the harp. I would say principally two or three genres. One is called polka, not the usual polka that you are familiar with. It's a different type of polka, but a polka nonetheless. And also a style called guarania. Those are sort of the main styles that are played on the harp. That was the famous piece Pájaro Campana, a classic recording by Félix Pérez Cardoso. But there are other harpists, some of them younger and some of them with other influence, that are trying to, in a sense, revitalize the harp tradition in Paraguay. One of them is a bass player whose name is Paula Rodriguez. And in this case, she's not playing the harp, she's playing the bass. And I had the privilege to see this bassist, Paula Rodriguez, with her group in Asunción at a concert. The project that she leads is called Bajo Paraguay, as in Paraguay bass, or Low Paraguay. And her sound is infused with Paraguayan flavors. Her quartet usually includes an acoustic guitar, a drum set, and a harp. But in this case, Paula Rodriguez interprets a piece on an electric bass. And the tune is by the great Paraguayan composer Agustín Barrios Mangoré. The tune is called Danza Paraguaya. Now take a listen to Paula and see if you can follow the melodic lines of this beautiful tune. And I'll tell you more about Agustín Barrios Mangoré in a few minutes. Here is Paula Rodriguez, Danza Paraguaya. We just heard Danza Paraguaya, played by bassist Paula Rodriguez. I first heard about guitarist-composer Agustín Barrios Mangoré in the late 1980s, during my early days as a public radio DJ in Colorado. Back then, I didn't know much about Mangoré. It was during this trip to Asunción where I came to realize what a major figure he was, not only to Paraguay, but to all of Latin America. He was a guitarist and composer who wrote classical music for the guitar, but it was all based on the dozens of styles and rhythms of Latin American music. I'm at the museum that carries the name of Paraguay's most important composer-guitarist, Agustín Barrios Mangoré. And here they have the guitar that is considered the first guitar to be used in a classical recording at the beginning of the 20th century. This, my friends, is what history is all about. One of the things that I wanted to do when I was in Asunción was to visit a place that I read about in an article in a magazine a few years ago. And that's the Orquesta de Reciclados, or commonly known or known around the world as the Orchestra of Recycled Instruments. I thought, I'm here in Paraguay, so I have to go see it live. So one day, during my visit, my week in Asunción, I got in a cab, and I told him to take me to the Cateura neighborhood, one of the poorest neighborhoods outside of the city of Asunción, very close to the landfill. Yeah, that place where they throw all the trash, which, by the way, that's where the Orchestra of Recycled Instruments was born. Because somebody, a couple of people, an engineer, and someone that wanted to do something different with the community, wanted to create something to help the kids in that neighborhood. And so they founded the Orchestra of Recycled Instruments. Here is Orquesta de Reciclados in rehearsal. Now for the last track on a road trip to Paraguay. let's get back into the guitar, because as I said before, if the harp is the sort of national instrument of Paraguay, the guitar might be the second, because it's also an instrument that's played throughout the country. And I want to share with you the music of guitarist Pedro Martinez. Pedro is not only a fantastic guitarist and composer, but he's a curious artist who wants to know where music comes from and how he can help push it forward. He's done a lot of research on Paraguayan music and the various music styles. Polka, as I said before, is one of the music styles of Paraguay, and he explores that music and takes it to a new level, especially in this new album called Sonidos del Sur. Now here's a piece called Gracias, or Thank You, Pedro Martinez and his trio.